What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Team Boy TV Game Time. I'm Big Q.
And I'm Bernie B.
And I'm a little stuffy. I got a little sniffles. What you got?
I do not have a cold, and I don't want a cold. Yeah. Stay away from
me. Got a little bit of sniffles. It's okay, though. It's all good. We're going to get through the show tonight, though, because we're going into week five.
And this five. Is already.
The quarter mark of the... Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. The first 4 weeks of the season are always weird to me, right?
Are you saying that because your picks suck the first few weeks?
Well,
I think you did pretty good.
Let's do it like this.
Okay.
Instead of saying it like that.
Okay.
Let's say it like this.
Uh-huh.
You take the first 4 weeks
right.
to figure out what is what.
Right.
To figure out which teams are really... Okay, for example, to Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you're trying to tell me that you got... the last 4 weeks with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers correct. Nobody did.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The 49ers, the first 3 weeks. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Packers undefeated until last week?
Mm-hmm.
No. Right?
Right.
No. It's just the first 4 weeks are weird.
You know what I said to that?
What's that?
Numbers don't lie. Liars use numbers.
Well, I don't have you on
this. This is the way who people...
They
really don't know what's going on. Explain themselves.
You remember last week I talked about the hypotenuse?
Oh God!
Right. This is the algorithm and the hypotenuse
right.
in play.
Okay.
And I worked it out. It took me 4 weeks to get it together.
Right.
So this
week you got it.
Smoked it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
You know, I got 2 games wrong.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, so what's going to be an excuse this week when you suck once again?
You know, I tell you, the first quarter of the season is over. I done ironed everything out. I done seen who is who and what is what. The algorithm is in full effect.
Okay.
The hypotenuse is there.
Oh.
I'm going to share it with the world.
Right? Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, you know, other than that, it's been great. Other than my weird... little sniff, a little cough here. We are fresh. We back in Charlotte from our little vacay off in Florida last week, which was great. You know, I had a good time. I was able to get the podcast. Me and Glass actually did the Fallout show.
Awesome.
Of course, I was in Florida. He was in Chicago. But we actually still pulled it off.
Awesome.
Which was cool. That was kind of fun to do, right? That was
awesome.
Cool. But yeah, it was good. It was good stuff. But now we back, and we back to business, and we about ready to get this thing popped off, which means that we got a couple of things to talk about today. I know you got some topics, but we're going to get into these standings, and we'll see where everybody's sitting at after 4 weeks. What was the first story you wanted to...
I want to talk about that Valentine's Breakfast story.
Mm-hmm.
So, suspended the rest of the year.
Yeah, let me ask you a question about that. Did you see the play?
I saw the play.
Yeah, what you think?
It was bad, but I don't think it was the most egregious thing I've seen him do.
Absolutely, right? So when me and the Glass discussed this on Fallout, you know, he's in the camp of using Burfict's past transgressions to solidify this, you know, season-long suspension.
Okay.
Now, this is what I will say. After watching the play, yeah, it was illegal contact. All that good stuff, right? So, you know, if you look at it by the book, he broke the rules. He should be reprimanded. But, like you said, it wasn't the most egregious thing he's ever done.
Right.
We've seen him maliciously go after people.
Right.
This guy, after he made the hit, he even knew, he recognized how wrong he was, and he actually went and apologized to the player that he hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, he got a pile of transgress. I mean, his track record is pretty long.
It is.
But should that like automatically say, oh, well, every time he make a hit like that, he did it on purpose, he was...
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. He has been warned numerous times. And you know what he says? I don't care. Take my money. Wow. Find me. I'm going to play the way I want to play.
But did he say that this time, though?
I mean, it doesn't matter. he did it again.
Wow.
Was he Britney Spears? Oops.
I don't know. I just felt like it's It's a little harsh.
I think not.
It's a little harsh.
I think not. He is warned the last time that if it happened again, it would have to go to another level.
So you saying that he made the bed, so he got a line?
Absolutely. Okay, first two times. Okay, yeah. 3, 4. Now you could he's still doing it
multiple times.
Right, it's like you don't care. I'm gonna play the way I want to play, regardless of other people's health.
Yeah.
You can come over and say you're sorry, but then you go next week and hit somebody the same exact way. So are you sorry, or are you sorry you got caught?
Wow, that's interesting. I really feel bad for him.
Oh, no, T is here.
Well, the only reason why I feel bad is because this is the one time that I can say, and I know Burford then went after my quarterback when he was with Cincinnati. Remember the stuff he was doing to Cam Newton and all that? I remember all that. I don't know. This time was different to me.
Oh, no.
You know, it was a little bit different.
That's how he's trying to fool you.
Well, and I feel like,
That's his playing style.
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's his playing style. He's made that known over and over again. He's doing the same thing. He's telling you, this is how I play.
So, I guess the next question is, do you think it stays the full season, or he repeal and it gets dropped to... The last time he got suspended, I think he got suspended for 6 games, I think.
Mm-hmm. And it dropped down to 4?
No, I think it was originally 8, and it got dropped down to 6.
Okay, so right. This time it's going to be dropped down to 8.
Okay, well, at least he can still get paid a little bit, right?
You know, I mean, if you want to get paid, stop hitting people illegal.
I guess, right?
Plain and simple. If you don't, sit on the bench. I just, no money.
This one I really have a hard time dealing with because...
Oh, I don't.
You know, I mean, you and Glass are the same boat. You know, he's like, throw the book at him.
Right,
he's
worked up to this. He has worked up to this point. And so I feel like he is fully deserving of the year suspension.
I guess. It's really hard. It would be hard for me to make the argument to defend him, but I am in his camp this time because this time was a little bit different. Now, here's the deal. And I'd ask this to Glass. I'm going to ask it to you because I'm just not thinking about it. If it was somebody who didn't have the record that Burford has.
Right.
Let's say it was somebody like a Jalen Ramsey or I don't know, Josh Norman or somebody like that. Someone who's not known for that kind of stuff. If he made the same hit and reacted the same way after the hit, showed the remorse and all that, went to go check on the guy, make sure it was okay, will we still be having the same conversation?
Absolutely not.
It is basically because of his track record.
Right, he's built up to it. It's not like he was never warned about it. Mm-hmm. He is notorious for doing this. And so that's my problem with it. Okay, you do it once. You do it twice. A third time. Now we head down the road at 4 and 5. No, no. You telling the NFL, I'm playing how I want to play. Deal with it.
All right.
And they said, we will.
Well, yeah. So I don't think the full year is going to hold up, though.
I don't either. But I think he's going to get a hefty sum. If he got 6 from the last time, he's going to at least get 8.
Yeah. Well, you know.
And he was suspended before for performance enhancement drugs.
Yeah, eventually, though.
So he's telling you, I do things my way.
It's weird he keep getting the job, even though people know this. So what's next? So now they dropped the hammer, saying it was a full suspension for the rest of the season, which I think that was what 12 games left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Suspended for the rest of the season. It's probably gonna get appealed. Mm-hmm. It's probably gonna end up being like 8 games, which is pretty much like the rest of the year.
Pretty much.
So let's say it happens again. Do you think that now he gets banned from the NFL?
I think he gets banned.
Yeah, I think that seems like the next course of action.
That's the next course of action. You're gonna have to do a Josh Gordon. You're gonna play. You know, a commissioner's exempt list or whatever it is.
I think so, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of sad, but you know what? That he is a kind of reckless player.
Yeah, he's doing it. He can fully control it.
Yeah, yeah. So it is what it is.
So,
yeah.
You think Tom Brady is getting old?
I think we're finally seeing that. Well, I told somebody at work about this the other day. They're big Patriots fans, which I think anybody who's younger than 30 who's a Patriots fan
it's a bandwagon.
Absolutely.
Right.
But that's a different story for a different day.
Right, right, right.
But it is what it is. So, whatever. He can say, whatever. We know why you root for the Patriots. Right,
because they win.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think I was telling him, I was like, this is it for Tom Brady.
Yeah, Sunday, he looked bad.
Yeah, this was the last
time. He is like, I'm not going to get hit.
Yeah.
I'm not taking any kind of pressure.
I really don't see the reason for him coming back this year. They won the Super Bowl last year.
You know why he's back.
Well, I don't know why he's back.
He wants to be with the most Super Bowl wins as a player.
Well, I mean, well, he don't want to be tied.
No.
Well, I feel him on that, but at the same time, I feel like last year was the perfect opportunity for him to just ride off into the sunset.
Of course, it was.
You know,
he's greedy. And they always say, oh, they love the game. Yeah. They love the game. They love the game.
I think he is one of them kind of people. And his love for the game may be different than somebody else's, but I got a feeling that he don't want to live the normal civilian lifestyle.
He doesn't want to live the normal civilian lifestyle.
That's what it
but
is.
But he doesn't want to follow his wife around.
Absolutely.
Modeling and taking photos.
He don't want to be dealing with kids.
Nope.
He don't want to do no normal civilian stuff. Mm. So, yeah, he'd rather play football.
Exactly.
You know?
Because someone can't kill him on the field.
Absolutely. Frosty. Right. But, yeah, to answer your question, I think this is it for him. I think we can take a sigh of relief. And the fact that we know that Tom Brady will not return next season.
Yeah, I think he's done as well.
Because I believe even if
he just... what happens is he's going to play lights out this next game because defense is sucked.
Right.
This Bills defense was like the toughest one he's played. I mean, he's played Miami, the Jets. I mean, those are all bye weeks.
Yeah.
Stop playing.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, then he played that super week. Sorry, terrible division. They're probably going to make a playoff run more than likely.
Right,
you know, but...
They're guaranteed 6 wins a year.
Yeah. But if the trajectory that he's going on right now as far as his performance is concerned, you know, I don't feel confident that they're going to make a deep playoff run.
See, I think they will because that's why I think he's now not wanting to get hit.
You think he's saving himself?
Yeah, I think he's saving himself for playoff time. that way he'll sacrifice his body then. But he's not doing it now. He's getting that ball out the way.
Yeah.
I mean, how many times have you seen him throw an interception in the end zone?
Right.
I mean, he's just
The age is definitely creeping in, and I definitely don't think he'll come back next year.
Yeah, nobody beats Paul.
Actually, I don't think that even if he wanted to come back, I don't think they would let him. I know he had the whole situation, what was it, 2 years ago, mm-hmm. with him and Jimmy Garoppolo and Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, and it was some weird stuff going on, and it was like Kraft chose Brady over Garoppolo, or chose Brady over Belichick, whatever, however the story went.
Right.
And, I just don't think that'll fly next time because I actually think this is Belichick's last run as well.
I would like to see them both walk away.
Yeah, you know what? I don't see Belichick coming back next year.
Oh, I think he'll be back next year.
You know, now for him, last year would have been a good year for him to walk away as well.
He'll be back.
You know, he's gonna go down in history as probably the greatest coach of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It hurt me to say it, but. Tom Brady probably going to go down in history. It's probably like, you know.
I don't know. That kind of thing is relative.
So you give it to Belichick, but you don't give it to Brady.
Uh-uh.
Because the only thing
is... look at it. Truth be told, the greatest coach in history has the title. Lombardi.
Right. Yeah, they're not going to rename the title the Belichick Trophy.
Right. Right. You know that kind of thing is like, okay,
they might rename it the Belichick Trophy.
But in terms of players,
yeah.
I mean, Tom Brady is a legend and whatnot, but you don't never hear anyone say like, oh my God, he's my favorite player. Not like that.
Not like that.
You know what I mean? Everyone acknowledges that he is talented and whatnot.
I mean, because when you look at the stat sheet, though, It's hard to deny.
He is one of the best who's ever done it.
Yeah.
But everyone still comes out with their greatest quarterback or why they feel they're the best. You know.
And the thing is, it's like the argument that I would say is like, oh, I think Tom Brady is good for what the positions and the situations they put him in and the system that he plays in. It works for him. You know, would it be the same if he played for the Jets? Or if he played for the Dolphins.
Right.
Or if he played for the, you know.
But the one thing is we have never seen Tom Brady without Coach Belichick.
Right.
We've seen Belichick without Brady.
We have.
But we have not seen him without the coach.
That's right.
So far as I'm going, I'm giving the credit to Belichick.
Yeah.
His scheme.
Yeah. I would too. Because actually, I think that one year that Brady went down super early, like week two or whatever, Belichick was, they still were able to make a.
To the playoffs.
To a playoff run. With
Matt Moore.
Matt Castle. It's a little bit to that argument.
And that defense is looking good.
Yeah, yeah.
They kept them in the game on Sunday.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I do feel like this 2019 run is the last run for both of them. I think Belichick and Brady, and it's sad because they should have did it last year because they won't win the Super Bowl this year.
Right.
And they should have did it last year when they did win the Super Bowl and would have made their legacy. I don't know if it's going to hurt their legacy.
Right, I don't think it's going to hurt their legacy.
I mean, they don't have, what, 9 Super Bowl trips?
Something like
that. Won 6 of them. Right. It's hard to really,
count against that.
It really is. You know what I mean? But let me talk to you because I know I messed with you a little bit about it last week. But we done seen 2 weeks now of DJ. That's his new name. His new name is DJ.
No.
Yeah, it is.
No.
Yes, it is. His new name is DJ.
No.
Right? Without.
He's Daniel Jones.
Without Saquon Barkley last week.
Right.
Still was able to get it done. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, I know you part of that Eli Manning contingent who don't want to let it go.
Right.
But like I told Glass, the narrative in the NFC East is getting ready to change because everybody thought that the Giants would be 0-4 right now.
Right.
And they're not. The Washington team is.
Right.
So they got the same record, believe it or not, as the Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about the Giants? Right now, they 1 game back from the Dallas Cowboys,
mm-hmm.
which means that the Dallas Cowboys are not out of reach.
Right.
DJ.
Daniel Jones.
DJ
will not come out of my mouth when referring to him.
He will
be Daniel Jones.
He's DJ.
He's not cool enough to be called.
He is.
No. He's Daniel.
I can't believe I'm a bigger fan of Daniel Jones than you are. But look, let me know how you feel about the temperature in New York right now, especially since there's only 1 game back from the top, right?
Yeah, 1 game back from the top.
1 game back.
Let's see when he loses the game.
I mean, look, he's going to lose a game. It's going to happen, right?
So let's wait and see when he loses a game and how everybody responds to him. Because one thing I know about fans, they are fickle as all get out.
Well, listen, I
haven't been on the bandwagon, and I'm not jumping on the bandwagon. I'm going to see my team win. I'm not going to tell you I'm not, but I'm not jumping on the bandwagon.
The narrative that I'm talking about, though, is that everybody just wrote the Giants off this year. They just didn't think the Giants was going to win anything.
Where do you think they're going, though? Because they got 2 wins. Where are they going?
Okay, so you know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of last year when they took the straps off Baker Mayfield in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Did nobody expect Cleveland to do nothing? They won 6 games, right?
Okay.
Do I think the Giants going? I think the Giants going to win more than 6 games.
You think the Giants going to the playoff? They going to the Super Bowl?
I ain't saying they going to the Super Bowl.
So what?
I think they will contend for the NFC East crown.
Stop lying.
Listen, you weren't around when we did divisional breakdowns earlier this season with me, JB, and Glass. We knew that Dallas was going to jump out like this because they had an easy schedule. Their first 5 games was a gimme. They done dropped one of those when they should have won it. They should have won against the Saints, and they dropped that game. So they supposed to have a 5-0 start, and no, like it's going to happen that way. Which puts – and nobody thought the Giants were going to do anything. But now they 2-2, 1 game back from Dallas. They're going to contend for that title. And I mean, obviously, Washington ain't playing.
Stop.
I'm just saying, Washington don't care right
now. When the dust settles, there's no way in the world that the Giants are leading that division.
Listen, I'm going to say it now.
Week
5, the Giants will win 9 games.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Giants going to win 9, especially when they get fully back healthy. When they get Saquon Barkley back and they get some of the wide receivers back, they're going to be good.
What are they going to do with that offensive line?
Hey, look, that's why they got a speed guy in there and DJ. DJ can run. You see the wheels on that dude? That dude got wheels.
You don't stop calling that boy. He is not cool enough for that.
He got wheels,
Daniel Jones.
DJ.
We haven't earned no nickname yet.
Wait, look, right now it's just DJ. They're going to give him some bullet or something. It's going to
pop. No. Daniel Jones.
It's coming. Bullet.
DJ
Bullet.
Oh, no. He's a rapper? Get out of here.
They're going to make him swag him out.
No.
His confidence is growing every week.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I cancel that.
Okay.
I cancel it.
I'm just throwing it out there. Just a little wetchy. Like, you know, every time I bring it up, like, you know what? I went on and on about the Cleveland Browns, which we're going to talk about later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
But, and I tried to tell people early in before the season jumped off, okay, Cleveland might have a rocky start, but they're going to hurt some people, right? I asked the Baltimore Ravens who thought they was owning that division, right? Ask them what happened, right? Just saying. You know, Cleveland, and just like I harp about Cleveland, saying the same thing about the New York Giants. And even though I know that the Panthers dropped the first 2 games, behind Kyle Allen as we wait on Cam to get healthy. There's some shakeup is going on in the NFC South as well, which we'll get into a little bit later in the show. But I'm just, those are the things I'm trying to, enlighten you people.
Oh.
I'm trying to enlighten you.
Know what you're doing?
Hey, I did go 12. I went, what, 12 and 2? 13 and 2. I did that. I'm just saying. Look, you owe that to me.
You know, got that part. Okay. But the rest of it, no.
All right. I'm just saying, mark my words.
Okay. Let it be known. Okay. All
right.
Okay, so what's our picks this week? What's our lineups? What's our games?
We have the Lions and the Dolphins on the bye.
Okay.
So, which I think is good for both of those squads, even though I think the Lions...
Has the Dolphins been playing?
I mean, they've been showing up.
Oh.
You know,
I don't know what they're buying from.
They've been putting the pads in
from
helmets
losing?
On. They
well, at least we know they won't lose this week.
Right. So they can keep an L out of their column. Lions took the Kansas City Chiefs.
To the limit last week.
Pretty good. Maybe they retool that, you know, and what's my name? Matt Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
Get his squad together. Okay. They might be dangerous. Look, because the NFC North is kind of locked up right now. The teams are about even in the division.
Okay.
Right? So, you know, I think the Lions were the eye team out. Because they got that talent, they got a talent record. Yes, that's what messed them up. But we kick things off on Thursday with the Rams versus the Seahawks. I'm a little bit worried about both of these squads right now. The Rams let the Tampa Bay Buccaneers drop 55 on them.
Mm-hmm.
Jameis Winston and them boys drop 55 on them. That right there made me kind of look at the Rams a little differently. Seahawks are 3-1 right now. I think they're 3-1 right now. Yeah. So, but they don't look like the Seahawks that I'm used to. They don't really get a whole lot of dominance going on.
Mm-hmm.
But they have been winning their games though. So I don't know. If I had to pick between the two, I'm gonna go with the home team. I'm gonna go with Seattle.
I'm gonna go with Seattle too.
All right. Cool. All right. We're moving to this one. We got Uncle Rico, Gardner Minshew, coming to Charlotte, right? He's been on a roll, though, right? And if you look at the stats, man, Jacksonville is not playing too shabby right now.
Right.
But the Carolina defense done woke up. They done rallied the offense around Kyle Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I like the way Carolina looks right now.
I do, too.
Right? We just gotta generate a little bit more offense. Like, field goals ain't gonna get it done. We need a couple more touchdowns on the board. But I think... they take this one. I ain't gonna say it's gonna be easy, but it's a home game. It's actually, I think it's Kyle Allen's first home start.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, y'all are fourth in defense.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The defense finally woke up.
I'm betting off that. So I'm gonna go Panthers.
So we like the Panthers. Both teams are 2-2. All right, we got this one should be an easy one. We got the New England Patriots going to Washington,
yeah.
And I think
Washington's gonna be 0-5.
0-5. Sad. And then Patriots will be 5-0. It's terrible. We got the Buffalo Bills, who, you know, just lost their undefeated standing. They had a blemish on their record now, going up against the Titans at in Tennessee. You know what? I was saying that the Bills were fool's gold.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they earned what they got. And look at their stats.
Yeah.
Look at their defense.
Second in defense.
You know what I'm saying? And yep. Honestly, I think they're going to go into Tennessee and they're going to shock them.
I think they are too. They're going to have that sting from almost beating Patriots. So I know they're ready for more.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm going Bills too.
I like Buffalo in this game. Okay. So these two teams both took serious L's last week.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens are dropped 2 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Steelers... Man,
just won a game last night.
Just won a game, but
man, Cincinnati.
Yeah, but these two. Look, I was real high on Baltimore. They're putting up all them points, but doing all this stuff. Then I dropped 2 games in a row. They got beat by Cleveland. So, I still think Baltimore's a better team than Pittsburgh right now.
I do too.
I think they go into Pittsburgh and get it done, improve their record to 3-2. That should work out really well for them, right? You like that?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
All right, two sorry teams. We got the 0-3-1 Cardinals going to the 0-4 Cincinnati Bengals. Something got to give here, right?
Something got to give.
Something got to give. You know what? I think Kyler Murray gets his first professional NFL win here on the road.
It's kind of hard because the defense is 31st.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I mean, they're only bad in one other person.
But then, both of these teams are pretty much the drizzling essence, right? Except for Miami, right? Look at this. 23rd offense, 31st defense, 21st in passing, 23rd in rushing, and that's the Cardinals. Look at the Bengals rushing, 32nd. I think that's a pretty good passing. Defense or offense is still in the low.
It's in Cincinnati, though, right?
Yeah,
so that's Cincinnati. The only reason why I'm going Cincinnati.
I'm going to go with the young boy. I'm going to go with the rookie here. I think he's going to get his first win.
Okay.
I think he'll get his first win.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
But I'm picking Cincy just because they're home, because I don't know what that is.
Yeah. These two teams right here, they both took L's last week. Texas got beat by Carolina, and the Falcons got whooped by Indy.
Don't seem like there's something wrong with the Falcons.
Something's very weird going on in Atlanta. I don't know what it is. They're at the bottom of the division right now. Mm-hmm. It's very shocking, but I thought they would be doing better than Carolina right now, you know, but they're not. And actually, they're going to Houston. I think they're going to get shocked in Houston. I think they're going to go in there in Houston and lose. I like the Texans bouncing back, especially after they took that loss to Carolina last week.
I'm green, so I got the Texans. I don't know, something right there with Atlanta.
No, definitely not. All right, so another divisional game, the Bucks and the Saints. Now, here's the thing about the Bucks. They're a weird team to pin down. I don't know what's going on with them, right? And then I look at the stats. I mean, I watched Teddy Bridgewater gut it out last week against the undefeated Dallas Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
They gutted it out and won without a touchdown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Four field goals, right?
Yeah.
That's how they won that game. And here's the thing. So, 1 week, Jameis Winston hangs 55 points on the NFC champion Rams, right? And then the next week, the week prior, he throws 5 interceptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I know the Bucks.
They're going to shock the Saints.
I think the Bucks are feeling themselves right there, and I think the Saints are going to show themselves.
Uh-uh. Coach Bruce Arians is going to have them ready to play.
He got them feeling some. They look better than I've ever seen them look in quite a while.
And I mean, really, the loss to the Giants was by the hair of the chinny chin chin.
Right.
It was because the kicker made a bad kick. Other than that, they would have won the game. So I'm going Bucks.
I still believe that they are fool's gold. I'm gonna stick firmly with the Saints on this one. I'm gonna stick with them. I'm gonna go with the home team here. Okay. Vikes at Giants. So far this year, I've picked the Giants every single week. And I'm looking at these stats here, and the Giants' stats look pretty good against the Vikes. Right?
Yeah, I'm not picking the Vikings.
So, but see, this will be 5 weeks in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 5 out of 5 weeks, the Giants only let me down for the first 2 weeks.
Right.
The last 2 weeks, they done did good.
Okay.
And they at home, right? We saw that rally last week and Saquon limping over with the... Come on, all that stuff was inspirational. They're rallying behind the bullet, DJ, right? They all rallying, right?
You don't stop it.
I think it continues. I think this is a feather in the cap for the New York Giants because before they didn't really play... This is a challenge for DJ, you know, and no Saquon. I mean, look, I know the Vikings ain't playing their best football right now. But they're still a playoff caliber team, right? And I think the Giants get this one, and this is going to be all that Daniel Jones needs to really solidify himself as the man in New York. Right?
They're not going back to Eli.
No, I mean, definitely not, right?
So I'm going to Giants.
Going to Giants, too. You hear that, Elmo? Giants all day, bro. 5 weeks straight. Okay, here we go. Chicago Bears. Very impressive last week. Against the Oakland Raiders, who I have no faith in. So, even though Mr. Trubisky is out with that nasty shoulder injury.
Which is good. I think this backup played a lot better than him.
Yeah.
I'm going Bears.
Yeah, we'll go with Chicago as well. Going to, because
hopefully a map will come in and smack some folks around.
Hopefully, I ain't going to miss one too much anyway. This one,
Eagles. That's the same play. Right. Jets and Eagles. The mono boy.
Right. Yep, I like Philadelphia in this game here. Okay. Oh, man, these Broncos, man.
Yeah, the last team is going to be 0-5.
0-5, man. I believe so. I don't think they're going to have enough to beat the Chargers at home. And I think the Chargers lost last week, too, right? I think they did.
Did they?
I think so. So they're coming off that. So I like the Chargers. I don't think the Broncos stand a chance, to be honest with you. This is a good one, the Packers versus the Cowboys. And this is going to be my eyeball pick right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know they're going back to Jerry World. They're licking their wounds from last week.
Right.
They took that weird L in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
It was weird. Ezekiel, they couldn't run the ball.
Right.
It was very strange. So, they're looking to rebound from that. And normally, I look at the Packers and I'm like, oh, the Packers don't deserve to be, 3-1. But I think the Packers on the road, though, going to Jerry World, this is gonna be my pick out of left there. Okay. I'm going with the Green Bay, going into Jerry World, getting the
dog. Yeah, I'm going with the boys.
Okay. All right, that leaves us with the Colts and Chiefs, which is currently to be a pretty good game. The Colts are actually behind Jacoby Brissett. You know what I found out about Jacoby Brissett that I did not know?
What?
Is that this dude, I thought, he was one of them kind of dudes like a Lamar Jackson, Cam Newton type of cat. This dude ain't got no wheels. He runs like a Madden boy. You know what I'm saying? Yes, but I thought he had some wheels.
No.
Yeah, he got no wheels, man. Look, and I know that Kansas City defense is horrendous, but you know what? They will roll on to 5-0. They play it at home. Mahomes is going to continue doing what he did. I don't think, super slow Jacoby is going to have,
I'm going to Chiefs. I can't pick Colts over them.
And this is by far the hardest game for me to pick this week.
I'm going 49ers.
49ers at home coming off the bye. But the Browns are coming off dropping 40 on
the Ravens,
right? Feeling good about themselves, like saying, hey, we in this division too. We gonna lock it down. And they're going out west.
49ers are second in rushing, third in defense, fourth in offense. You in top 10, you coming home with the dub.
The 49ers getting ready to have a reality check.
Okay.
Courtesy of Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr., okay? They get ready to have, and let's not forget about Nick Chubb, because that boy's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, right?
But that third-ranked defense is gonna stop them.
I doubt it, seriously.
Okay.
So, the 49ers are soft. Okay? What? Yes, they are. I've been watching them play puff balls.
Stop.
And then they went on a super early bye. They shouldn't even be 3-0. Okay. So, they will get mopped up by Baker Mayfield. Okay? All right? It ain't even going to be pretty.
That's your pick.
Yeah, so.
I know Baker do a lot of talking.
He does. You know, but
see him back it up.
He back it up.
Big people throw us in the trash.
Y'all tried to throw him in the trash last week.
Oh,
yeah, y'all did. So I had to come out and show y'all. I told you that last week, too. I said, look, because of the way they lost that game last week, they're going to come out and they're going to dominate. And they did.
Well, so you need people to talk about you like that to do your job?
I don't think you need that to happen.
Well, then don't.
Motivation is motivation, okay?
Ooh.
Motivation is motivation, right? And ain't nothing worse than a motivated Baker Mayfield. Ooh, just look at that team. Look at the makeup. Baker Mayfield, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry. Them dudes, you don't want to piss them dudes off.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You don't want to do that.
Nobody really cares.
I'm just saying, they will hurt you. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I like it. And again, I think, I had two games wrong last week. You know what? I think I'm going to run the table this week.
Oh, God.
I feel like I'm running the table.
Come on, go down so low because you're doing all this smack talking.
I'm number 4 right now. But
all this smack talking.
Yes, I'm gonna make my picks official as soon as we wrap this up, and so you'll be able to look at them and see like, oh, that's what a real pick look like. But anyway,
that cold one got you crazy.
I'm a little stuffed up, but it's all good. And I'm on some Dayquil. But I want to thank everybody for continuing to support our podcast. I definitely appreciate it. For everybody who's sharing it all across social media, definitely appreciate that. You can find this podcast on your favorite podcast platform. What is it? Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Stitcher. Man, we everywhere. Everywhere you can get a podcast, you can get us, right?
Awesome.
And no matter what you got, you can have Apple or whatever. We got you covered, right? You guys still don't want to leave the voice messages for us, man. Y'all don't want to, you know, I know, like, the comment section, and y'all hit me on Twitter, that's beautiful. You don't want to hear your voice on the podcast? I don't even want to hear
your voice. Put your voice on the podcast on this ridiculousness that he's been talking tonight about his picks and all this stuff. And the hot pot news.
The hot pot news.
Yeah. Come on,
yes,
y'all.
Yes, I'm trying to tell you.
Let him know.
Hashtag,
help me out.
Hashtag algorithm, hashtag hot pot news. Okay, that's what it is. Anyway, I'm your boy Big Q. You can follow me on Twitter at Team Boy TV. Make sure you check us out on our Facebook page, Team Boy TV Facebook page, and our Urban Arena Facebook page, where we join forces with some of our media partners, Glass, Sage of Sports, AA Sports, Uncle Hate, and Diego Barishnikov. JB is there, Glass is there, Vernie is there, everybody's there. Also, make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. What is it? YouTube.com/TeamBoyTVTurbo. Right?
Okay.
Everything. What you got?
Well, I will be at VernieB73 on Twitter when the game time comes on. Mm-hmm. Follow me on Sundays. I will be letting you know what's up.
All right. I said that's going to do it for us this week. And make sure you guys check us out on YouTube tomorrow night, Team Boy TV Live. We'll break it down. We'll see you guys next week. We out. Peace.